Yes, fine.
So we're in a stretch of games that you would view as playoff mode type games. So they aren't optional skates. The coach tells the guys when they can and when they can. And if we don't feel like you guys need morning skates, they won't be taking them. He's got some experience at center ice, and he's got a skill level there that fits what we're trying to do in terms of our own end of our play and our own end and how we move the puck and how we break the puck out. And want to make sure we've got somebody in there that can handle it and make some plays and give them an opportunity to not, because we're not trying to get through a game or two here. We're looking for a piece that we think can fit for, I mean, I guess it's long term. He's done it. He has the highest skill level, I think, of the players that we'll consider to go in there, and we're going to be patient with it. Now, I'll move it around based on where the face-offs are until we get a comfort level with him. We should be good at reacting to lost draws, so we're not feeling like we necessarily have to give up anything there.
What's the biggest concern, Paul, when you have a guy who hasn't played second?
Speed, yes, speed. It's how quickly the decisions come. So you get into the rhythm at center ice, you're making your decisions faster. You know, you've seen it 1,000 times, every play that happens on the ice, that's your spot. A new guy goes into that, if he hasn't played there for a while, how quickly he reads the play and how quickly he feels confident to make his decisions. Mike's a really smart player, and at base, you know, part of that penalty killing that he does, he has a really good defensive a history. That he understands that part of the game. So hopefully he'll be able to make those reads nice and quick down low, make some plays coming out of our end of the ice. And then the offensive part of it we'll be patient with. And the LA Kings are not necessarily the team that you're going to expect your offense to really be flowing. And that may make him just like everybody else then. Yeah, that's what I was expecting. The Scheifele injury became the story because of the hole that it leaves, but the game plan can't change of what this team's trying to do. The rental player that you didn't see as a guy that was be absolutely long-term, in my opinion, and I'm not a GM and I'm not qualified to be one, would make no sense. I mean, goes back to really one of the first conversations I had with Kevin is that, you know, it's really taken them 2 years here to get to the age that they wanted to build, to be, you know, if not the youngest team in the league. And then coming off that would make no sense, in my opinion, and I was comfortable with yesterday.
You guys raved about him in the past, but how about a comment about Mark Stewart?
So happy for us that Mark Stewart agreed to come back and be part of it. He's exactly the man that you want in the room when you are as young as we are. He's an incredibly fit fella. He works hard off ice. He does all the hard things over the course of a game. He's willing to stick up for his teammates. He blocks everything. He plays it at a complete compete level. He's the right man to bring a player like Jacob Trouba along. Shows them the way the game should be played. And again, for us being this young and having a veteran guy that has all the qualities you want, for him to say, yes, I want to be here and I want to be a part of the future of this team, it was a great day for us.
Is he a guy that maybe when you start to be around, you have a better appreciation?
Absolutely. So I got here, the quality of the hockey that I've seen him play has been really high. Big part of our penalty killing improving. Very physical, close the gap. But you need to see that on a day-to-day basis, and you need to see it in practice. And then when you're coaching the team, after you've gone through each game two and three times, now you're starting to see it on every shift. You know, I can tell you, I mean, you have to be in the room and you have to be on the bench to get an appreciation for everybody, because the camera angles won't allow it. You know, Stewie's not in the camera angle a lot when the puck moves past the blue line. You don't see the fellow a whole lot. But you're out there and you watch the hits that get – that finished after the play moves, he just does everything as hard as he can.
You and Albert, just insurance?
Yeah. Insurance for now. Yeah, and we'll take a look at him if as we go forward if we need to.
Thank you.